Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever. This is The Boop Show, episode 231. It is January 13th, 2020. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Boop Show. It's, like I said, the 13th. We're well into 2020. There ain't no stopping us now, yo. We are on that track, and it's going forward with all steam ahead. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway. Hello, Brian Dunaway.
All steam ahead. Come on, we play other platforms as well.
Oh, yeah, that we shouldn't give Steam all our love.
All the credit.
I love Steam. Jeez.
Yeah, you love Steam.
I love Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Steam.
I've
it's
heard
so
you.
Good
I don't
like Steam.
Oh, you don't like Steam.
I love Steam.
Wait a minute, which is it?
I don't like Steam.
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
Fake news.
All right. Hey everybody.
That's one of those deep fake voices. Don't buy it.
Oh yeah, don't careful. You'll never know if it's Mark Zuckerberg or not making a video. You never know.
Jerk.
Anyway, we're back. Got some good news for everybody if you're listening out there. The Boop Show is now back.
Oh, you better listen up. Here it comes. Here comes the big news.
This is big news. The show is gonna be weekly again. We had a whole lot of busyness happen in the latter half of last year, so we made it bi-monthly, but the show is back to a weekly schedule. We'll be back every
Monday. I'm excited.
Yeah, and if there's we have something come up that may change it, but
oh, absolutely. But we're always looking for creating better content, and if that means doing it once weekly, cool. If it means doing it once every other week, we do that too. It's all about just creating fun, compelling content.
I want to make a new segment called "Awesome Game, Stupid Name."
Oh, I like that.
Where I go back in time and find a game that was great, but it had a terrible name and it almost ruined it because the name was so bad.
Oh, do you have a, for example, that just like really crawls in you?
No, I just liked how it
Not
rhymed.
Off top of your head?
I liked how it rhymed. And so I'm
Oh,
not,
yeah.
I'm
well,
not
I like it. Well, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Then we could like do a deep dive.
Yeah.
It's like Asteroids. What a stupid name for a video game about a big old giant asteroid. That's dumb.
Yeah. See that? See? You get the idea, right. But I'd have to find something like, a good one is Galaga. What a dumb name.
Oh, yeah, Galaga.
Name.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a dumb name. Qbert is a dumb name. Chatroom's got
Qbert.
Some good
ones. Qbert's a great one. I love Qbert.
Pac-Man. I mean, come on. So there's some stuff rolling around. That's just one idea of many, and we're excited to be back for a whole new year of The Boop Show. So welcome to 2020.
Boop Show. This is our second episode of the new year, right?
No.
Or is this our first?
Wait. No.
What's today's date?
No.
I think it's the first one.
Yeah, it is the first one.
Look at us. Yep. Boop 2020.
Yep.
Now I can see.
The brain is gone. I can see clearly now. Yes. Is that what you're telling me? Okay, great.
I can see clearly that it's 2020 because that's a vision thing.
Oh, I
get
it.
That joke's going to play out real quick.
I get it. It's not as bad as what I treated the poor sandwich girl the other day to a dumb bad joke. She was back there working at the Potbelly sandwich place. I love that place. And there's this big oven they got going there that I've told the story on the instance, but I'll tell it again. The bread tell and the it. Melting cheese and the mushrooms and whatnot are coming through this slow oven thing, and it's on a conveyor belt. Oh. It comes out the other side.
Kind of like Burger Time?
Kind of like
for
that.
Sandwiches?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And on the side of this machine is a giant 2020 on it, and it's always been there. I noticed it before, even back in 2017, I noticed it. And this time, it's rolling through there. I see the sandwich. This girl's being real quiet, and she's waiting for it, and I look at her, and I go, "Hey, our oven's the right time or the right year now," or something like
right
that.
Year, right says. Your oven finally lines up with the year that it is in.
How does that feel? I said it or something, and she just looked at me like, "Dude, do not, talk
dude,
to me.
Dude, don't talk to me. I'm just trying to make some. I'm a sandwich artist. Get out of my face,
you creepy old man." Anyway, if you got a Potbelly's near you, they are my sandwich choice of all. They're really good.
Well, all I can think of when you say Potbelly is a Potbelly pig, and all I can imagine that it's a lot of ham. Is it a lot of ham?
Oh, they have ham, but they got the turkey, they got the roast beef, they got the other stuff. They make a Cuban that is real good. They make a pizza sandwich every once in a while, not always. Comes back and forth to the menu, but it sounds bad, but it's actually amazing.
Pizza burger sounds great. We have a pizza inn around here, and it's like, "Hey, you know what we should do? We should make a taco pizza. That sounds good. Yeah. How about a hamburger pizza, too? Oh, let's do it. Ooh, a cookie pizza? Mm-hmm. Let's do that one, too.
You had me at all of those things.
for when it's pizza out, it's pizza in.
Pizza Inn is a place? Is that a name?
Oh yeah, Pizza Inn. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about Pizza Inn. I don't think we have them here.
Oh yeah, it's kind of I think it's a more localized place. I don't think there's very many of them, but the ones we do have, like I said, it's buffet, and you just walk in. When you walk through the door, you look at them and you go, I want one of them barbecue pizzas. And like 5 minutes later, it'll be in the buffet.
Nice. Well,
it's a great place.
You live an enchanted life.
I do.
Now this. Time for us to jump into what we are playing this week. And I'm going to start with this game. Oh, I have a weird problem happening. Hold on.
I have a weird problem. What is that? I know. Where am I going right now?
There we go. I'm going to delete these videos. There we go. What you see on your screen might appear to be some sort of card game. A digital
Well, you're signed out of
game.
YouTube right now, so.
Oh, well, I'm just using YouTube. YouTube. I'm like a regular viewer now because they don't let me in there no more.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I've been banned. Anyways, this for those at home watching this or however you're watching. Oh, I guess you're right. Actually, a lot of people will be watching this live, of course, watching the Twitch VOD, or some of you may hop on over to library.tv or lbry.tv, which is a big sort of open sourcey, not Bitcoin. What's the other thing that Bitcoin uses? What's that called? Blockchain based.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Blockchain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decentralized video service. And, I've already put a bunch of shows up there for now. It may all end up back on YouTube, but for now I just need a place to put it and keep people happy. So that's where I decided to go. Everything else kind of sucks. And part of the problem with YouTube being so big is they have no real competition. And because of that, they don't care if they screw people over like me. So anyways, long story short, that's a great site. You guys can use that, and I'll link it in the show notes if you're looking for the archives of the show. Anyways, what you see on your screen is a card game.
And you might say, I love card games.
Oh, good. You might say, what card game is this, Scott? And I would say, why, this game is one that was recommended to me by a friend of the program, Dan Patrice, who is a big time tabletop guy, right? Plays lots of tabletop games and the whatnot.
Love Dan.
He's great. And
ooh, he's got one of those blasters right now on screen. Looks like the one from The Black Hole.
A little bit. The dual under and over blaster thing. You bet. The game is called Shards of Infinity. I like this game so much, I bought it twice. I spent $6 on Steam. It was on sale. It's normally $8, I think, or something. And I got it for $7 on iPad because a big iPad Pro is like perfect for these kind of deck builders. Anyway, if you played games like Ascension, which is a very popular tabletop and digital version of a card deck builder game, then you've played one of these before. It is very similar to that. In fact, dude, what made this game had a hand. I don't know the exact details, but they had a hand in helping make Ascension, but is also famous for being a pro in the Magic the Gathering circuit.
Oh, I thought this kind of had like a Magic the Gathering kind of vibe to it.
A little bit.
I haven't seen any land, but I'm assuming that the crystals are part of your mana.
Very much so. And the big difference here is this is not a CCG the way that Magic is. Magic is all about, let me go buy card packs, let me open them, let me get rares, let me build a deck, and let me fight you later. And it's a head-to-head kind of thing. This is a head-to-head game, but it's a deck builder in that you both have exactly equal shot at the beginning of the game, and you have the exact possible card you're going to get. No matter who you are, or what you are, it's the deck is the deck. It's like playing poker. You're not going to go to the store and buy packs of poker cards that'll give you an advantage in poker. Same thing is here. It's all included in the deck. And when you get them all laid out, now it's just down to the strategy you use, a little bit of luck as to what cards you get, but the strategy you use to eliminate cards in the middle and to damage your opponent and hopefully end up winning. There's a bunch of systems at play here. I don't want to get too deep into them individually because I'll just bore people who don't care about this sort of thing. If you do care about this sort of thing, this game, sorry, I'm going to replay it. This game is great. I'm completely hooked on it. And, you know, graphically, it's not going to blow your minds. It sort of has a gets the job done sort of interface.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So it's not like explosive looking, you know, Hearthstone style thing you're sort of used to.
I see this person was playing the easy AI.
Yeah, he's a wuss and a wiener.
Is that how you played it? Or you play with the easy AI?
No, I started that way because I didn't know anything about the game, so I did that to learn it.
Right.
But I beat him even my first game, and so I quickly moved up to medium and then hard, and then now I'm playing people.
People?
Real people, yeah. That's a lot of fun.
But okay, so and we're at in the... Okay, so this is always the question I have whenever I'm seeing these card games. Mm-hmm. Where at in the life of this game are we at? So if you play against other people, are you constantly being just railed, or is that is it kind of balanced?
It's pretty balanced. I mean, there are people that know... See, again, remember, the game is not about you having something better because you got lucky and got some cards someone else didn't have. I mean, there's a little bit of that in the dealing of the cards, right? But I mean, the deck itself is just that's the deck.
The standard. That's the deck you get. So it's like playing poker.
Right. It's like playing poker. So now it's down to, poker even has more luck in it, but it's down to you going, all right, I've got these cards. I can afford these cards in the middle. I can put those in my deck and use them later, or some of them I can activate immediately. And some of them do damage. Some of them give prestige points. Prestige points give you better abilities on cards later. So if you end up with these, it's not prestige. What's it called? Crap.
Or is it called Shards?
No, I forgot.
Oh, it's called Shards of Infinity. I'm sorry. I thought it said Shards of Infinity.
Shard, that's an eternal shard. Never get an eternal shard. Yeah. It's bad. It'll never come out of your pants. Anyway, your goal is to not only damage the enemy, but also to build up these points so that when you get advanced cards later in the game, in the round, you could end up with like some brutal combos. Like, good thing I built up that, whatever that number is, I forget the name of the number, because I have 12 of those, or I have over 15 of those, that means this card that is normally only worth 4 damage is worth 30 damage or some crazy number.
Right.
But it's hard to get to those other numbers. So you're kind of just... You know, you got to kind of find your strategy and go for it. It's going to take a few games for people to get their heads around it. But if you've had any experience with tabletop deck builders, specifically deck builders, that's a kind of a genre, then you'll know what this is and you'll be very pleased with it. I really like it a lot. Pretty sure this is like there's a printed version of it. Like there's an actual like tabletop version of this game.
Right.
In the same way that Ascension and other games that are on Steam. They're also, you know, hard table versions of those as well. Another example of a game that's like this is Star Realms, which again is also a physical and digital game, but it's very similar to this. If you played Star Realms, then you've played this kind of thing. But there's some really cool systems at play here that the other games don't have, and I like it a lot. So that's going to be my first recommendation. Shards of Eternity, Infinity, and they are... It is cheap. It's like $8 and totally worth it on Steam. They also have there may be an existing expansion pack or one coming. I can't remember. But they made a nice game here. It's very good.
Nice.
Brian, tell me about Earth Knight.
Oh, I'm going to tell you all about Earth Knight, Scott. This 2D platformer that is basically an endless runner. And you may say, hey, Brian, I thought you didn't like endless runners. I don't. But... this game, even though it is technically an endless runner, is very beautiful and reminds me much more of Sonic the Hedgehog than any infinite runner or endless runner that I have played. This thing is painted up, is illustrated beautifully. It's got a really charming art style to it. What's going on is Earth has been... surrounded by dragons, and it's not like the dragons like you see like in Game of Thrones or anything. No, we're talking about those Japanese long snake dragons. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure, more Chinese, but yeah, right. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, that's the Japanese. You're right. So Chinese, I'm not really sure. Okay, so Asian dragons. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
I thought I was a little bit of both. Okay, so
there might be a bit of both. You might be right about that.
Yeah. All right, so anywho. Come down. Okay, so here comes the dragons, and they're coming. You got your luck dragon all coming down, and there's a different color dragons, and they're attacking the Earth. And you pick one of two characters to play. You either pick, I believe her name is, Sydney, who has a couple of different abilities. Sydney is, if you're looking at the screen now, she's on the left-hand side, and she has the abilities to jump in different ways and bring on the spirit of a dragon. So those are kind of her special powers. And so she can, I think she can do like a short jump, long jump, and a forward leap kind of thing. And that's all important because almost all of the game takes place on the back of dragons. Because humans, these particular humans, have went to space to get above the dragons. And they're jumping down through the stratosphere, the mesosphere, and they're trying to land on the back of these dragons, and they're trying to get parts of the dragons, such as little, you know, little dragon scales is what they're doing. Because when they turn those dragon scales into this guy who's flying the ship for them, he's collecting these things, and he's learning about the dragons, and he's giving you new weapons that are going to help you defeat the dragons and beat them back from the sky. So this game is really, really simple.
She looks, it looks really, what's the word?
It's all left or right, right? It's all Sonic the Hedge. Just the screen's constantly moving. You're jumping and on the back of these big giant space dragons, plenty of room to move on. And above them is like platforms of space debris, and there's monsters that are hanging out on the back of these dragons, which you have to stomp on generally. However, as you upgrade, you can get stuff like swords and other types of weapons that allow you to kill certain of those automatically. So you'll be running, and if you have a particular sword and it's powered up and you've got it, you can, you know, just decimate the enemy and just keep running through until you get to the dragon's head. And at that point in time, when you get the dragon's head, that's when you start doing your thing and you start beating him up and taking and trying to get that apparently you're trying to get some kind of thing off his eyebrow. That's where you're always attacking him at. It's like right there, his eyebrow. He's like, weird. And you'll get a little shard there. And
the art looks a little like there's parts of the art to me that strike me as like paper mache looking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like cut and paste on top of each other. Sort of.
Yes. I totally
layers and Photoshop sort of thing. It's hard to explain, but
right. No, it looks like it was painted, like each piece was painted and then like kind of put together
in the
art, kind of like what you should do with like a tweening and stuff and Flash and that kind of
thing.
But I don't think this was made in that format. But the music, oh my gosh, I love this guy who made the music. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but if you look up Earth Knight and you look up the soundtrack of this thing, it's like $10, I think, right now. The guy is amazing. He uses a Game Boy and a couple of old school game devices, and he's modified them so that he can use those sound chips, and then he adds like guitars and basses and stuff, and it's just absolutely fantastic. It really takes you into that old school kind of video gaming. And like I said, just the quickness of it, it can be brutal.
Is this it right here?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, I love the music.
Yeah, I'm into that.
By the way, while you're in the back of those dragons, you're looking for some eggs, too, which I don't know why. You could really ask yourself, what the crap is going on? This is one of those games. You know, you talked about earlier, like a segment like, what were they thinking when they named it this? I want a segment where I go, what the crap's going on in this game right now that we've just accepted that this is the mechanics and the, you know, in the world we're living in, mm-hmm. where we're running on the back of a dragon and there's a whole bunch of just, you know, there's Lego blocks, there's purses, there's all these weird things on the back of these dragons that you have to collect. And as you collect them, you turn those in to the guy on the ship, and that guy converts it to water. Water is the most important thing. That's what we're trying to go for. And I'm like, but why? And I'm like, but I don't care. I'm having fun. So we got to watch Sydney, but Stanley's also there. Stanley has a single jump and a big jump. And he's a little bit easier to manage in my opinion, because when you get down to trying to attack the dragon, you can easily see when his arm the most impact with coming down with the sword.
Right.
It took me a while to figure that out, because with the girl, it's just, you can't tell what you're doing.
Right.
But, I really like this game so far. It is actually on the Apple Arcade, so it's a mobile game, but I picked it up for the Switch, and I think it's on Steam as well for like around $15. I am really enjoying it on the Switch. I have put some major time playing this game.
Pretty crazy looking. I was a little put off by the art style at first, but it actually looks like they make up for it and just stuff you're doing.
Everything is, unlike Sonic in those old school games, these are, everything is randomly generated. So every time you land on a dragon, you're going to get a different experience. There's going to be each dragon or each level of the atmosphere has specific creatures.
Yeah.
And then those are randomized, how many you encounter and that type of thing. But they're always the same creatures, so you can kind of get a pattern going. However, as you can see here, I just died a few seconds ago. I'm always making.
Oh, is this you, by the way?
Yeah, this is me playing, by the way. Oh, okay. Absolutely. All right. This is me playing. Look how angry she is.
She's pissed, yeah.
She is super pissed. Sydney does not like it when she loses. She's very angry.
The music artist who did the soundtrack, his name is Chipocrit. Chipocrit.
That's it, Chipocrit.
Yeah, he's good. He's only got 13 subscribers on his YouTube channel. Crazy.
Ridiculous, because he is amazing. I really dug the art, the sound of this.
It's all very retro. Do another track here. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to this
later.
Really
good.
Yeah.
You should buy the soundtrack. $10. I bought it.
All right. Well, I have it.
Or get the game and listen to the whole thing, because the game plays it. The game randomizes the music. If you choose to, you can choose to do like this, several different types. You can have it have like a full, a full sound, or kind of a little tingy sound, like where it sounds like it's in an old school game. It's, like I said, it's a good time killer. I liked it so far.
All right. By the way,
I haven't saved the world yet.
It's also on Spotify and Apple Music. So if you're looking for this.
No, I did not know it's on Spotify. I do have Spotify.
Yep. It's out there, yo.
So there's 5 layers of the atmosphere, by the way, in Earth Knight, and I've cleared 2. I'm curious to see the end game. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Are you going to beat it?
Oh, I feel like I can beat it. I feel like I can beat it. This is one of those games where it just kind of, you just sit back. You don't have to think much. It's kind of like, it really reminds me of Sonic. You know, almost kind of like zone out when you're playing Sonic.
Sure.
Like the old Sonic, you just kind of like.
Is it like Green Hill Zone Out?
Right. It is like Green Hill Zone Out.
See? Get it? Because that's the name of the zone. That's pretty funny.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
And I guess that's why they called it that, because that's exactly what happened. Because it's funny, because your eyes will lock in like at a certain spot on the screen. And you just kind of like, when I play Sonic anyway, maybe I have some kind of problems, but I'll kind of lock into one spot on the screen, and it's not necessarily on Sonic. But I know that if I lock in there, that whatever joystick movements I make later on, Sonic will be there. So I'm not even looking at Sonic when I'm playing those games.
No, I get you. No, that's cool. Well, let me tell you about a game you've never heard of in your life. You've never heard of this game before. It's brand new.
Is it brand new for 2020?
Small independent game from a small studio. It's not true at all. The game is Modern Warfare, and
Modern Warfare, yeah.
It's the latest Call of Duty game. Here's the thing: I kind of gave up on Call of Duty games after a while, because, quite frankly, they all started to sort of be the same. But also, they seem to have lost their, I don't know, they're getting all just goofy. It's like, in this one you can run on walls, and this one's got future weapons, and this one's got space, and it just kind of got away from the.
It feels like after a while, it's like, what's the gimmick this year? Because they've made so many. Right. What's the gimmick this year?
Right. And this year's gimmick is, hey, y'all, let's start over. Basically, they recreated the original Modern Warfare, which was Call of Duty 4 back in 2006 or 7, was it?
Right.
They made good on that, I think, in a really major way. This game is fantastic, and I am playing the single player, but I'm playing a lot of multiplayer, and that's where the biggest surprise came from, is just how tight the multiplayer is. Yes, there's still a lot of sort of quick deaths and respawns and that sort of thing that the game or that the the series is known for.
Right, right.
But I play much better in this game than I'm used to. The matching's PC. Better. PC's where I'm playing it, although you can play. So it's cross. This is the first one that's 100% cross-platform. So when you get into a game, it will tell you who's on what platform while you're playing them. And you'll see a little Xbox icon. You'll see a little PlayStation icon. And you'll know.
I wonder how they've adjusted any for mouse versus controller. Because, to me, I'm a lot slower with the controller.
Well,
on PlayStation.
That's what most people say, right? Like, you've got you got to assume that keyboard and mouse has a real advantage. But I can tell you, I've been in some games where I had a mouse and keyboard and thought I was pretty hot to trot. And right. guys with controllers were wrecking me, wrecking me.
Interesting.
So, and then I had a couple of games where I was on controller and other PC people learning keyboards and I beat them. So I'm not saying the keyboard and the mouse. I mean, obviously, I think if you're the best kind of player, you're probably winning the most games with the keyboard and mouse. I think that's probably true.
Right.
But the game plays great either way. And they let you cross, you know, you're cross-platforming between all these platforms and you know who's on computer and who's not. I've noticed that during the day, there are more console people available for matches. At night, the PC people come out.
Because that's what the PC people do. They've been working all day and they come home and they're like, hey, honey, I'm going to my room. Yeah. And then they get their, you know, their Mountain Dew and their Doritos or whatever they got there. Or is it Doritos or Cheetos? Which one do you think?
Doritos, man. Doritos. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. Doritos. I thought so. I just want to make sure I wasn't sure. Because you know, you can get kind of messy with the Cheetos. But that, yeah, Doritos. True. And they just... So that's what that's where they live. That's where the PC people
that's
live.
That's true.
Right?
And this game is running at a silky smooth 60 frames per second minimum.
Nice.
More on my rig. I'm not even counting it.
More on my rig. Look at me. I'm Chad Johnson. I got a kick ass.
It's really good looking though. They upgraded.
What do you got? I haven't asked you in a while. What do you have?
I have a 2080 in there. Got the new one. Not the 2080 Ti or the. What's that other one they got that's like ridiculous?
Right. Now, is this something you built or is this?
No. I did this through Doghouse.
Okay. So Doghouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. They're great. Cool. People should go to doghousesystems.com. They're awesome. Anyway, what's the point of that? What was I going to say? The thing that impresses me most about this game, I think, is the sound design. It's crazy good. Like freaky good to the point that I went on Twitter and asked a bunch of people who had served in the actual military if this game gives them PTSD because it's so intense and surroundy and loud and just to me scary. It's like a really intense war zone vibe. Yeah,
I'm
throughout.
Assuming you mean like the ammunition, how it sounds, how the gun sounds,
everything.
Now is it also like the plump, plump, plump of people getting hit with bullets and
there's some of that in the morning. There's some of that. There's the way that there's certain ricochets that happen on certain surfaces, the sound is all directional. So
right.
It's not using any of that ray tracing sound stuff that everybody's excited about for this next generation, but it feels like that. Like I can tell when something is distant, near, medium, way more than I used to. The games have always sounded good, but this one just, I don't know, there's something going on.
So what gear are you using for your head?
Let's see, what's this? These are... what is the brand here? These are HyperX.
Oh yeah, the HyperX. You got the HyperX. Yeah, which
pretty,
model is
pretty
that?
Pretty cheap. Pretty cheap. I don't know.
Yeah. Sub 100 probably.
Yeah, but
maybe sub 50.
Let's see. Is it say on top? No. I don't know what brand or I don't know what model these are. They come with a mic thing. I pulled that out immediately because I don't use that. But they're very comfortable. I get really good sound out of them, so that helps. But the game itself is definitely a cut above. And I, for fun, just went and did a recent comparison with other Call of Duty games, Black Ops 4. I compared it to the World War II one that came out 2 years ago. And then this one. And it is definitely a cut above on sound. I don't know what they did. They do claim that they completely redid the sound engine. So whatever that means, it really comes through. It's incredible. The only complaint I have...
And which version is this? You said it was the...
PC.
It's just the... Okay, but what? Which... You said it was the Call of Duty. It's Modern Warfare.
Yeah, they just call it Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I got you. You did this through the Blizzard launcher. I know which one you
want. Yeah, okay. Totally. It was on sale during the holidays. Got it for $39. I thought, well, may as well get it now. Right. And then got really roped in hard. My kids are already playing it with their friends and stuff. So I was feeling a little jealous of the good times they were having. Nah. And they're a lot better
than
me.
You guys in there having fun without me?
I was worried I wasn't going to be able to compete at all, but I've the muscle memory comes back. You kind of get back on track, and it's all right. It's real good. So I'm going to just, you know, again, it's a big AAA title. It'll probably be this year's best-selling game of the year, or last year's, because it always is. Yeah. It has been for, what, 7 years or something?
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why that would change, but it's pretty rad, and I want to keep playing it. That's how much I like it. And I can't believe I'm saying that about a Call of Duty game. I was kind of sick of them.
Oh, you can say that about it. You just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never know when that one particular release of that franchise will hit you right.
Hit you right in the goobers.
Hitting you right in the goobers.
Tell me about Woody. Tree 2.
Nope.
What is
Let me read it for you. Okay. It's the Whittle Tree 2. So like a Whittle Tree, but it's wood. Get it?
Oh,
it's
like little, so it's that's like, terrible.
Right. So the developer, I got this code from the developer of Whittle Tree 2 Deluxe Plus. This published by Chubby Pixel. They were kind enough to send me a review copy. And I said, thank you very much. I think I will. And so if you look at the screen, you'll see me playing a little bit of Whittle Tree 2. I have never played any other Whittle Tree, and I didn't even know the franchise exists until recently. But apparently the Deluxe Plus means that they've done some stuff and made it a little bit nicer. And I am playing this on Steam.
Wow, very nice.
Whittle Tree 2 Deluxe. I think it's around either 10 or 15 bucks. It's not too expensive.
Oh, no, they use Comic Sans for their font. Oh, no.
I know. I knew you wouldn't like that part.
No.
It's a very cutesy game, and it's open world. And in areas, there is some platforming that I thought the open world part maybe kind of fooled me into believing that it was a very easy game. And when you're in the open world part, it is pretty easy. And then the first couple of platforms you hit, you're like, this is not too bad. This is pretty easy. But some of the platforming can get kind of rough when you get a little further along. You're to watch me now pick my mask. These are just mostly just cosmetics right there. And you can buy those by as you go along collecting. Basically, you're here to save nature. You're just a Whittle Tree with a backpack and a leaf that allows you to float, by the way, allows you to, and also smack things. That leaf comes in really handy. Apparently, there is a dark force about, and it has stolen the souls, essentially, of some of our elder trees. And it is my duty as a Whittle to head out there and to recover that and to restore nature to its fullest glory. This game is like I said, is really simple in some places, and it's kind of silly and fun, and it's real innocent. You can definitely play this with the kids. Not a problem at all. And I just enjoyed my, I didn't think I would enjoy myself. At first I thought I was like, oh, this is so simple. I'm like, I'm playing a kid's game. Oh, this is just stupid. Mm. And then I got a little further into the platforming stuff, and I was like, okay, a little challenging. I'll give them that. And by the time I got through, I was like, hey, I kind of had a good time. Good time. I've revisited a couple of times, and I'd like to have maybe this on the Switch or something.
Oh, yeah,
I enjoyed it on
good.
The PC, but it really lends itself to more controller to me, which I can do on the PC. It's just not as convenient. Not as convenient. Oh, well, you know what? I just lied. I had the PC copy, and I ended up, because of that reason, I installed the PS4 copy because they sent me two codes.
Oh, gotcha.
I forgot about that. And my second experience, which is what I think you were watching just then, was much better with the controller. I forgot about that. Yeah, I played that last week, so
okay.
It'll be good when we start doing our weekly, so I won't forget some of these things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like the look of it. I think it would be less annoying if it didn't have that damn Comic Sans font. What were they thinking?
Yeah, like, man, if this was like, this is like just half a step away from a good Nintendo title, man. If they had just... If it was just a little bit more, but yeah. It is good for what it is. I like it.
Well, all right then. Oh, my favorite part of this. Is this you playing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You got a blue screen error.
Oh yeah, it did. That was hilarious. It did not happen again. It happened just that one time. And I don't know what happened, but it never happened again. It was a blue screen on the PS4. And I was like, what the crap? And I really was about to just go, forget it. I'm not playing this game. It's buggy, but it never happened again. Huh. I don't know what happened there.
No, just one off. Those happen.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was on the PlayStation.
Yeah, that was on the PlayStation. Oh, I didn't have any trouble.
I thought it was a Windows error. Whenever I see
it might have
screen.
Been my PlayStation 4 because I haven't fired it up a lot until recently, and I've done some updates and stuff, and so I don't know what happened. Oh, by the way.
Got to blow the dust off that shit.
Right. I picked up Dunaway's deals here. I picked up the Darksiders 3. I went to GameStop, and they had the Darksiders 3 for the PS4. Ooh, blurred out there. For $5.
It looks like you're censoring it.
Right. For $5, man. $5. I've been hanging out at the GameStop because they've been doing all kinds of deals. I also got the Sega Genesis for like $25.
Oh, yeah. I did that, by the way. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. Here's the controller. Came in. Brian turned me on to it. I got it through the online store. They had free shipping as well. and ended up with a Genesis. Now, I didn't order the six-button controllers because I already did this once, Sega, back in the 90s when you came out with a six-button controller, and I already had my Genesis with its regular three-button bullcrap, and you were like, oh, if you want to play Eternal Champions or freaking Street Fighter 2 the way it's meant to be, you better get those six-button controllers. So I've already spent that $100 or whatever it was. Well, you want me to do it again? I know they're only 19 now, but are you serious for this thing?
Right.
No.
Shame on you.
They should have packed it. I know they're going for like original Genesis realism here, but they should have packed the six-button controller in there.
They really
should.
Annoys
me. Yeah. Annoying. All right. Well, that's good. There's that game. Quick mention from me. I'm back into The Witcher 3 in a bad way. I bought into the hype.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, this hype is bad. It's real. The hype is real. And the TV show didn't help. The low price during the holidays didn't help. And everyone reminding me about the fact that it's one of the greatest games of all time. Yeah. Probably the best game of 2015.
It's on Game Pass right now, too. You're talking about 3, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Game Pass as well. Steam had all-time highest concurrent players playing this single-player game over the holiday. Like, it's just crazy how much renewed interest there is suddenly in The Witcher. I'm not going to put it all at the feet of the show because I think the show definitely had a part in it, but I think it's just kind of a combination of things. And one of them that people don't mention is, certainly on the PC side of things, it runs so good now and looks so good still. This game doesn't look like it's 5 years old. It just looks insanely good. So the thing is, a lot of people had it back then and it ran kind of bad. Now they now they got better computers, better hardware, better video cards, and they're like, oh, this is how it's supposed to look.
Oh, it runs great the Xbox One S I got. Did you get that video I sent earlier about a guy who was working on improving, like doing mods, making
the
improvements
HD,
to the graphics?
Thing? Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes worth of watching him render like barrels of and crates and fences. It was like it was so terrible, but I couldn't stop watching. I watched
the whole thing. Here's the problem. I like HD mods are cool. I got them for Skyrim. Yeah. I played through New Vegas with mods. I like that, but I don't think this game needs it yet. I think this is a little too early. Like when they did it for Skyrim and I saw a similar video, it was impressive. You're like, whoa, look at Skyrim with all this. This is amazing mod.
Yeah.
But you do it here and it just looks like, no, you know what? The Witcher still looks amazing. I can barely tell the difference. The only difference between those two buckets is your wood grain ran that direction instead of this direction.
Yeah, yeah. The texture wasn't like way better or anything. The lighting was a little bit better, so the bloom was a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. But I mean, was it mind-blowing? Nah.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was still cool. I appreciate the work.
Will you be doing something with this bird simulator?
What's absolutely. So on the 6th, January the 6th, Bird Simulator came out on Steam. And I've been kind of watching this since last year. And it just kind of interested me because it's such a weird idea of being this bird. As you're like these crows and you're just in this little small town and you're just kind of flying around the neighborhood causing havoc. And for some reason, that just kind of got me excited. And so I think it was like $20 or something. I don't even think it was $20. I think it was $15 on sale or something. And you're flying around your little neighborhood as your bird. And you're dropping eggs. And by the way, when you drop these eggs, it looks like blood comes off of them and everything else. And you can aim the eggs and they can blow up people. In motorcycles and different things.
Like real eggs do.
Yeah, like eggs do. Yeah. And you also can pick up like basketballs and shoot them in the hoops. But the big important thing here is this is multiplayer. And so you can actually get online and do basically all the same things, but with other people and getting score for each of those acts of vandalism that you're creating with your bird simulator. But it's really, I think you really have to see it to appreciate it. It's kind of campy almost, but I kind of dug it. I like it.
Side note, someone mentioned the Henry Cavill mod for Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah.
I tried it. It freaked me out. I took it off. I can't do it. It's just weird. It doesn't feel right to me to have Geralt look like somebody else. It's just freaking me out. I think the show is cool. I like it. And I think he's great in it, but I can't have his face in my game. I just can't do it. I played too much of it with the other guy. It's just too weird.
Bombats is saying in the chat room that he was pretty sure it was $10, and it might be for the
might
bird
be,
simulator.
Might be. Yeah, sounds pretty, like a kind of game. It sounds like a game that should be a little cheaper to get.
Yeah, it should be. You don't expect no deep play, but it's kind of like almost like a like a tech preview or something. It's like, oh, look at this tech preview. Look what we figured out we could do. Look at this proof of concept.
Feels like a thing they made for streamers a little bit. Would you agree?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. That's okay. I don't mind.
A little bit.
All right. Now what?
Now what?
We everybody, I got all this. I got some tweets saying, hey, what kind of camera are you sending Scott? And Brian's using some filter to make it bokeh the background, right?
Yeah. That's the Skype just default doing filter, it. Which mm-hmm. just keeps kicking in and is kind of annoying. And I usually turn it off, but I thought we'd play with it this time.
No, it's fine. You can let it run.
Just to see.
You can let it run. It's a little bit like.
So this is what it looks. This is what it looks like without it. So let me. I think I just turned it off. And so
you did.
You know.
So put it back on just so I can see the difference.
Yeah. So this so there is, he is this without it. The. This is out the Skype blur, and then let's get to this. It's not convenient at all, and so
there it is.
There is the blur with the Skype blur, but you can tell it's all software rendering, and sometimes it's really good, and sometimes it's
questionable. It's just faking it. It's a pretty good effect for what it is.
Like 3D, like 3D elements or flat elements, like 2D things are
actually right now that one's working. Oh, there it goes. All blurry now.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that game, Darksiders 3, is also on Game Pass. People should get it there.
Yes.
That's a good game. I like Dark. Mm-hmm. I like that whole series.
That's why I got the PS4 version, because I have the PS4 Pro, and I was curious. I'm like, I'll do a comparison on the 360. I about said it. I did the Xbox One, and why am I having so much trouble with that lately?
I don't know.
Like when the consoles first hit the market, the current generation of consoles, I had no trouble calling them what they were. But late in the generation, for some reason, I've been calling my Xbox the 360. I even called my Switch a Wii the other day, and I'm like,
what is that, dude?
What is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on with my head.
I've been playing my PC and my Switch so exclusively that I forgot to even, I don't even think my PlayStation or my Xbox are plugged in. They're not.
Right. Mine are plugged in.
I kind of feel bad, but this happens the end of every console cycle, every time.
Right.
I hear about new ones and I go, all right, old and busted, you're over there. I'm going to work. My PC never gets old, so let's do that. And really? I'll focus on that. And the Switch is still prime, so let's do that. All y'all sit over there. That's kind of my bad attitude. And I admit it's a me thing. It may not be everybody, but it's definitely how I feel.
Well, if you're listening, Doghouse, this is the year. Later this year, I'm doing me a PC, gaming PC. So I'll be reaching out.
All right.
I'll use my Frog Pants coupon code.
Yeah, do that. We'll save you some money on a, like a hard drive or something. Frog Pants 1, is that the code?
I don't know.
I don't think there is one.
It's a me Mario.
All right, time for us to play a little game. We call it Guess My Game. We pick a game from yesteryear. It can be new, though. It can be anything. We're just trying to stump each other as to what game it is and test each other's game knowledge based on audio alone. So I always start this thing. I'm going to start it now. I will tell you this is an old game, and it's from the arcade. How old? Well, you'll have to try to figure it out. Here it is.
Get ready.
Any guesses yet?
None. Is it a race game, I'm assuming?
A racing game, yeah.
Do you get to ride with a pretty blonde, like with her little pixelated hair?
Yes.
Are you riding like in a red Ferrari?
Yes.
Is it Outrun?
It's Outrun. Well done.
All right.
Sega's Outrun. I used to like Sega's Outrun a lot.
Oh my God. I played that so much.
It had really cool rumble features in the steering wheel. So if you hit any kind of dirt, gravel, side of the road, whatever, your wheel would go and like rumble and stuff. I love that. One of my favorite things. Okay. That was Outrun, Sega Outrun. I'm going to start. You know, that's the other thing we're going to do this year, I think, for Guess My Game. I think we're going to spend more time digging up cool facts about the games we do. I think.
Oh, see, that's what I would like to do. Yeah. Like a little. Yeah. Ooh, I like that idea.
More than just Sega made it. Like I could say, here's the year it debuted, ended up on these consoles. Currently available in this format. It had a sequel. It wasn't as popular. Blah, blah, blah. Like all that stuff. And those are all things I
popular. It kind of sucked.
It kind of blew. All right, here's yours. Let me see if I can figure it out. Have not heard it. Here it is.
Commander, you've chosen to deploy operatives from each soldier class. This balanced force has a good mix of skills. They should have a tactical response to any situation that arises. The troops are awaiting your orders to proceed.
Is it the Green Army Men game?
Yeah, the Green Army Men game. No, it's not the Green Army
okay.
Men game.
Okay, hold on then.
It's a PC game.
It's a PC game. How old?
2012.
Okay.
You've made it much harder for the enemy to hit.
Oh! This is the first XCOM Enemy Within.
There you go. Good job.
Got it. I knew I'd played it even. I knew that voice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the new one is so much better. Voices and everything's better in two. Two is amazing.
Right. Absolutely.
But good pull, dude. That's a good one.
Yeah, I was like, I've been trying to find some newer stuff because it's so easy to go. Well, I feel like I've kind of run out of arcade games. I'm like. Unless they go something obscure, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to do that.
Well, since we both got that right, what do we win? Do we win anything?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. What do we get?
Yeah, what should we win? We should win. We should get our own game codes that we don't already have. That's not going to happen.
That's what I think, too.
It's not going to happen. All right. Now this. Time for us to read an email. This is from a listener. I guess you have two of these. One of these is a giveaway, and we're going to do it right here on the show.
Ooh.
This is from Harry Babcock. It's a cool name. I'm not saying anything else about it. It's a great name.
I love how you stalled. And then you pause. Like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say it's a neat name. Thank you.
Harry Babcock wrote in. Very nice of him to do this. He's giving away a free buddy pass for Stadia.
Yeah.
Brian gave me his and I still haven't used it.
I'm going to say. Yeah, I gave mine to Scott.
I got to so get
totally,
in there.
Totally wasted time.
Got to get in there. Anyway, says, hey, Scott, I love your shows and listen to quite a few of them. I know you give away licenses once in a while for games. And I have a buddy pass I'm not using. I'm hoping you can make use of it. Or maybe you or a family member want to use it. Either way, enjoy. Thank you for putting out great content and being the voice of reason under other stuff. The satirical humor is needed to keep me from just cringing all day long. Oh, thank you very much. So I'm going to give this code away to somebody in the chat. And the way it's going to work is... I thought I had this up. I don't have this up.
And here's a little tip for those who are interested in playing this Stadia.
Yeah.
It is... Do be aware that it is cloud gaming. So this is Google's cloud gaming service. You will need a good broadband connection to use the Stadia, and you will have a good experience if you have a good broadband connection.
Look at you apologizing in advance for their lackluster launch. Look at you.
Right. Well, it's not, like I said, I really feel like it's just one of those things. It's like, well, it'll be good if you're in the right situation. If you're in the right situation, it's amazing. I'm so lucky and fortunate that my current bandwidth handles it great. I got the Founders Pack, got the controller, got the Chromecast 4K, and this is perfect on that. It's not as good on the when I play it in the Chrome browser, but my current setup is just amazing. This is the ideal setup for this.
Nice. Well, be like Brian and be ideal and have the best.
Ideal. Be ideal.
All right. So I'm going to pick a winner. You got to put this keyword in the chat room. The word is Stadia, S-T-A-D-I-A, Stadia. Type that in there. And after this next email, I'll award it to somebody. So start typing it now and it will start tracking who you are and what your deal is. Okay. While you do that, here's another email. This came to us from Rhode Island. It's Chris. He says, hello, Scott and Brian. Wondering if either of you guys have tried the digital pinball game Demon's Tilt yet. It's a spiritual successor, The Devil's Crush on the TurboGrafx-16, or otherwise known as Dragon's Fury on the Genesis. It is a brilliant game with crazy 16-bit sprite-style graphics and chiptune music. It's currently available on Xbox Game Pass, which is where I got it, by the way. So it's a no-brainer to try out. I'm actually playing it on the PC. It is on the Game Pass for Xbox or PC. It's also available on Switch. It's on Steam also. On the Switch, though, you get some graphical sacrifices. This is one of those games that warns you about your tendency toward, like, seizures. Because it's right. Some crazy stuff going on. It does say on the plus side on the Switch is you can turn it to be more like a pinball or, portrait style instead of wide.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's way cool.
He says, I've been addicted to this indie game for so long. No rest till I'm at the 1 billion club. Love the show, guys. Keep it up, Chris.
1 billion club.
So I got it just for the crap of it about a month ago, without even knowing about this email, and I keep forgetting to mention it. It is very cool. It is, you know, it's pinball, but it's this 16-bit era looking pinball. It's got cool physics, crazy stuff happening. It feels like heavy metal just oozing out of everything. It's great. Brian, you should play it. It's fun.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking it up on the Switch.
Demon's Tilt. And if you don't get it there again, Game Pass has it. And it played real good on my PC. So
I just feel like the Switch will be like the ideal place to play a pinball game.
Yeah, plus you're on the go with that thing. Like that's right. Probably a better thing. Anyway, it's very cool. Check it out. Thank you, Chris, from Rhode Island. We will now award that code. Our winner is this person. Wabbit Magic. Wabbit Magic, you were chosen at random.
Magic.
Chosen at random by the system. Say something in the chat and I'll give you that code and you can go try Stadia. Give it a shot. See what you think. You got a buddy pass, yo.
You're doing it. You say yo, winner.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything in the chat yet. Hopefully I'll get that in a second. I will watch for your post. Actually, if you don't hear me reply to you real quick here, Rabbit Magic, in a private message, just send me one and then I can get talking to you.
Yeah, I'm always seeing Rabbit Magic around the the place.
If you see him before I do, oh, there he is. I'll just do it now. Okay. Sorry, but that was weird.
You won.
The code is now being copied. You go to Google Stadia or wherever Stadia's website to do this is. I don't know where that is.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just, is it Stadia.com?
Probably just Stadia.com.
Certainly, if you Google it, you'll find it.
Yeah, maybe you could look on YouTube. Oh, I can't because I can't log in. Actually, I can log in, no problem. It just reminds me constantly that I'm not logged. I'm sorry. I can't log in. I can view like a viewer, but it keeps saying, hey, you should log into your account. You're not currently logged in. Really?
You blocked me out of logging.
It won't let me log in, you jackasses. All right. Anyway.
Not that we're angry.
No, not that we're angry at all. I'm very angry.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So every day you do a podcast. Well, not every day. Most days you do a podcast. With that Ibit. Yeah. And I noticed underneath my name, it says Brian. Is that the same font used for Brian Ibit?
Where?
Or is that a whole new layer?
Oh.
On this, yeah.
Oh, I did that for you and me. Just for you and me.
Because this good. This overlays, so it's not like reused.
No.
You didn't copy and paste it from the TMS or nothing.
No, okay, this is our own unique overlay for you and me only. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't reuse my overlays.
I feel a little better now. I just want to make sure that was mine.
Oh, wow. I should have said, no, I copied and pasted it. And
right, copy and pasted it right out of there.
Just to give you crap.
The jackass.
Send us your own emails, boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. We'd love those as well. That is going to do it for today's show, I believe. Don't forget, you can go to the website too, boopshow.com. And we're back to weekly. We got some new stuff planned, some cool ideas percolating around. Percolating? No, percolating.
Percolating.
It's not perk you. It's perk. Percolating, right?
Percolator.
Okay. We had that right.
Isn't that a brand anyway? Isn't that like a...
A percolator?
It's not really a...
I don't know.
It's not really a word, right? It was like a brand name first, and then it became... Or is that totally wrong?
Well, let me find out.
Unsure.
Let's find out. Percolating.
Percolating.
Here we go.
Percolator.
Freedictionary.com says... Let's see how it said.
Percolate.
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 He said... Percolate.
It sounds like Randy, doesn't it?
Percolate.
Yeah. It does. Percolate. We found Randy's side job.
No, it is not a brand, although some people may have it in their name, but it's a thing that you do.
Oh, interesting.
To cause liquid, for example, to pass through a porous substance or small holes or filter. To pass or ooze through, to make coffee in a percolator.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, me neither.
Percolate.
Oh, okay, that guy creeps me out.
Activate Pac-Man.
Okay, that was a palate cleanser to hear that guy.
Let's play Pac-Man.
Okay, I'm all good. Everything's fine now. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it. Anything else? Brian, any words of wisdom before we go?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, if you're gonna video game this week, you better get on it because it's already Monday afternoon. And
yeah, this would be the time.
The week just flies by.
Yeah, this would be the time. So get in there, make it happen. We'll see you guys next week. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam. I love Steam.